This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Whenever I mention social media, you'll instantly think of Facebook and Twitter, with no offense to other sites. Now, though, Google has, we all know, we have ventured into this space, and here with me today is David Wong, the chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing, and Teo Mei Ying, the digital marketing consultant at MyRisk Consultancy. Now, guys, have Google finally got it right? Now, they've been tapping into the social marketing scene with previous Google Wave and then Google Buzz. Do you think that they've finally managed to, you know, put all these pieces together and make it work?
Okay, I think it's slightly bit early to tell, but I think they've definitely gotten it right this time as compared to Wave and Buzz. With Wave, when it first came out, the UI, I think, was terrible, horrible. And it's not intuitive. When I got in, I have no clue what I'm supposed to do. I see people typing, and then I'm just jumping in, and I don't know how to get invited into other Waves and stuff. So it's confusing, yeah? And then when it comes to Buzz, I think Buzz, the problem is adoption. There's too little people in there, and whenever we are online, I guess everyone's a bit narcissistic. If you post something and nobody sees it, nobody retweets, nobody comments, and what's the point, right? So I guess that's why Buzz didn't boom. But with Google Plus, maybe they did it right by limiting the invitation. There's so much buzz around it. Everybody's asking for invites. I have a friend who don't tweet, rarely Facebook, and yet she asked me for Google Plus invite, and I'm like, what do you want it for? You know, I mean, you're not even very social media savvy, so what's the point? But it's created such a buzz. Everybody wants in. With this, I guess, with bigger adoption, they've definitely gotten it right.
I agree with Mei Ying. I think they've made a good start with Google Plus. It's already outperforming Buzz. If you read some of the reports, it's in the first week, it's already starting to refer lots of traffic to major websites like Search Engine Land and TechCrunch. So definitely, it's definitely doing better than their previous efforts. And it also seems that they put a lot more thought into it. Because it seems like they launched in stages. One of the big feature of Google Plus is the profiles. And actually, they launched profiles like 6 months back. They revamped the profile 6 months back. So I signed up for Google Profile sometime ago. 6 months back, they asked me to update my profile, and then when they introduced Google Plus, it's like all integrated into the Google Plus already. So yeah, I think it's been on a long roadmap. They've taken their time and thought this through very carefully when they launched it this time.
I mean, I'm sure both of you guys have been using Google Plus quite recently. How has the experience been so far?
Well, I think it seems very polished, and I'm quite impressed with it. I'm impressed on a few levels. First of all, the website itself seems to be a very smooth experience. There isn't the traditional click and then wait for something to happen. You know, you can, for example, when you are forming your circles of friends, you just drag and drop, and then it happens very smoothly. There's no waiting and things like that. On the other hand, I think it's also very refreshing to see Google doing something like this. And so, yeah, like I said, I think it's quite polished and quite impressive.
Yeah, one thing I really like about is the notification. So if you're in Gmail, the notification is on your top right, and when you click on it, all notification is there, and you can comment, you can do everything there. You can even post a new post without actually going to a new site, so you don't have to open a new tab. Everything is done within Gmail. Now, I know David has an issue with that, because David thinks that causes distraction, right? Because if you're doing work in Gmail, and then that causes distraction.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that would be a good feature to be able to turn that off. Because when you're replying emails, and then suddenly you see notifications pop up, that's just going to distract you.
That's true. But I like that personally. You know, I think really not having to go to a different site, that does help.
All right. So now let's put it this way. Now, will Google Plus overtake Facebook as the dominant social network? Because let's face it, there can only be one social media powerhouse. It started off with Friendster, and then MySpace, and then Facebook knocked them both off, and then now Google Plus is getting a lot of media attention. Do you think, in the long term wise?
I don't think I don't think that there must have only one powerhouse. Mm. I think maybe Google don't even want that. Okay, because the pie is so big. I think Google wants a piece.
But they're Google. Don't they want to dominate everything?
They dominate a lot of things. So I.
Well, I think, okay, maybe let me try and help Ming out. Mm. I think Google Plus is not a direct competitor to Facebook.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we see that they're not trying to take Facebook on head-to-head, feature for feature, right? And so I think it depends on the strategy that Google has for its Google Plus product. And I do think Google Plus may fulfill the role of, you know, helping to share and things like that while you are in some other Google product. So like, for example, the Gmail that we were talking about. Mm. While you're in Gmail, you know, you see the notification, you may send something, but it may not be a destination like Facebook. Mm. You see? So and depending on Google's strategy, that may be enough for them. Yeah. So they may not be trying to directly.
Yeah, I think they don't want to lose out.
Yeah.
I don't think they're trying to kill Facebook. I don't think they'd be able to kill Facebook anyways.
Right. So if they don't, if they're trying something totally different from Facebook, and then wouldn't it be a bit more difficult from a user point of view? Because then you'll have Facebook, then you have Twitter, and then you've got your LinkedIn ID, and then you've got your Google Plus. So it's like more and more of these social networking platforms. It's just chaos. Why not compete and try to get these people to pull into your Google Plus to use Google Plus rather than, you know, just having an extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's difficult to be one thing for everybody. Mm. So all things for everybody. And I think going after a niche is probably smarter, you know. So there are a lot of niche social networking sites that do very well. Like you mentioned, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
There's Flickr for photography, Last.fm for music, and Dribbble for designers. And in fact, actually, I think LinkedIn with this IPO and things like that, they're making lots of money, you know. So if Google is going after a niche and they're not trying to be the general social network like Facebook, I think that's a viable strategy as well.
Do you think the social media scene is getting cluttered?
It is getting cluttered, but I think it's manageable. I really think it's manageable.
I think it's no more cluttered than it always has been.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the hundreds of Groupon clones, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. What about would we be able to see new stuff in Facebook, knowing that, you know, some of the things that are on Google Plus basically don't have it on Facebook. They're trying something new, something different. So will Facebook be looking at Google Plus and saying like, maybe we should try to do something similar like this? Do you think we will see something like that? Because even Mark Zuckerberg is on Google Plus now, and
yes,
he's
course.
Keeping a really close eye on what they're doing.
He's a clever guy.
Yeah. So he's really keeping the enemies close.
Yep.
And he's really watching, you know, seeing what Google Plus is all about and what's the buzz in it.
Yeah. Well, last week Facebook introduced video calling in partnership with Skype. So I think Facebook will continue to innovate, and they also have a lot of features that sort of like match up with Google's suite of services. For example, Facebook also has email, and Facebook also has documents and groups, but you know, they're not anywhere as popular as Gmail and Google Apps. So I think while Facebook may want to try to definitely match some features and things like that, I think they're still going to continue on their core strategy, you know, and not get distracted by too many things that Google or Twitter or other competitors are offering.
Yeah, I agree. I think regardless of whether Google Plus exists or not, they would have been on a, you know, always on an innovative road.
All right.
for Facebook.
I'm speaking to David Wong, the chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing, and Teo Mei Ying, the digital marketing consultant of MyRisk Consultancy, about Google's new social media monster. And in just a moment, we'll talk about the direction that we think Google is planning to take on this. BFM 89.9. Just Andrew here, and with me today is David Wong, the chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing, and Teo Mei Ying, the digital marketing consultant at MyRisk Consultancy. We're talking about Google Plus, the deemed as the Facebook killer, or maybe not. Now, Facebook has evolved as, you know, recently giving new updates and stuff. Do you think that Facebook actually considers Google Plus as a threat or as probably as a partner in the long term?
I doubt they'll see them as a partner, but a threat. I saw this quote. Someone mentioned this, which I totally agree. Maybe probably how Facebook see Google now is probably how Google was looking at Bing last time when Bing was introduced. He's like, hey, I'm the giant. Ha ha ha. So I'm guessing Facebook probably has that mentality at this moment.
Mm. And I think they're watching Google Plus very, very carefully. Mm. And at the moment, Google Plus lacks some features that makes money for Facebook. For example, the brand pages. But Google has said that they are going to introduce brand pages. But other features like apps and games as well. These are real big money makers for Facebook, for their digital virtual goods and virtual currency. So Google, if they start to go in that area, then I think they're going to start competing more and more directly with Facebook. But until then, I don't think that Facebook will consider Google Plus a threat. Like Mei Ying says, it's just they're the newcomer, the new kid on the block. And I don't think that they will have such a big adoption so quickly that Facebook has to worry about it yet.
You see, for me, I mean, the only way that Google Plus could be a success is on their mobile app. And I've seen screenshots of their Android apps, and the reviews were really good. Now, how vital is the Google Plus app for Google themselves?
Well, I think it's quite vital because social media is on the go. Mm. Everybody, you know, when you're out having lunch and then you took a nice photo and you tweet it out. Mm. So if you don't have that app, it's sort of it's kind of pointless to have a Google Plus account. I've seen the app also. Huddle is where you can have group chats. Mm. And Huddle is also, it's a bit like WhatsApp and BBM. And the benefit it has over WhatsApp would be the benefit that BBM currently has. It's sent, it's received, and it's read. Mm. So WhatsApp don't have the read part. It only has sent and received. And then there's also group chat. But what strike me as weird is that there's Huddle in the Android app, but there's no Huddle in the website itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a single chat like Gmail chat, but you can't have group chat there. So, yeah.
Is it, you mentioned just now, you know, how the app is vital because, you know, you can take a picture and then you can upload it to Google Plus and, you know, all instantly. Then what happens to Twitter? Because nowadays, whenever we take a picture, the first thing we do is we tweet about it.
Yep.
Or if it's something a bit more on a bigger scale, we'll upload it to our Facebook. And then now we've got to do another extra thing. We've got three now social sites. Yeah. We've got to do Google Plus, Facebook, and Twitter.
Mm. So I think, okay, everybody has sort of compared Google Plus as the Facebook killer, but in a lot of ways, it's also a big threat to Twitter.
Mm.
Because in just like Twitter, you can have followers, whereas you don't really have the concept of friends in Google Plus. So there are people in Google Plus who have thousands of followers already. Actually, ironically, Mark Zuckerberg is the person with the highest number of followers on Google Plus. So in that sense, that's how it competes with Twitter, right? However, I think, you know, Google Plus actually could mean something very different from Google. I don't think they are just thinking of it as a social network. What their stated objective is to introduce social into all of the Google products. So even the name hints at it. You know, when you say Google Plus, it's not the Google Plus social network. They are saying it's Google Plus something else. So it's like Google Plus social in all of their products. So the question now is whether Google is becoming a search, advertising, and social company, or are they becoming a socially aware search and advertising company? So I don't think they're out to kill Facebook or Twitter. I think they know that it's not feasible. But what I think they want to do, and this is just me speculating here.
You heard it here first.
Google makes money when users use the web, all right? And they make more money when users use their web services like YouTube, Gmail, and so on. So the more that we use these services, the better Google understands us so they can advertise to us. That's how they make money, right? Mm. And so that's why they want to bake social into all of their products. That's the key area that they've not been able to really infiltrate because they were not able able to get the data from Facebook. Facebook doesn't want to give Google the data. So what Google is doing is they created their own social network or social layer on top of all of their products, so that it sort of like fills in the gaps there for them.
Uma, one of our regular guests at BFM, now he's a tech geek as well. Now he asked me this question, saying that what do you actually use Google Plus for? Because he had an account, and after about 5 minutes, he was like, right, so what do I do now?
Maybe he hasn't been following enough people, I guess, because at the moment I follow all the top tech guys from Google, as well as like Robert Scoble and Brian Solis and all that, the usual guys that I follow on Twitter as well. So it did replace Twitter for me a little bit, because when you update on Google Plus, there's no limitation to the numbers and to the
characters.
Yeah. And then when you post like videos and photos, you can see immediately, rather than in Twitter you have to click and then you go to TweetPic link, you know. So I think more to it's a lot like Twitter, information, but in a nicer form.
And okay. I read a report somewhere as well that saying that it's actually Twitter is way much more important because of the huge database that they have, and they've got a lot of and basically statistics and, you know, business reports and and it's vital actually for Twitter to actually still be alive.
Yes, and I mean I think that kind of data is the kind of data that Google wants, and that's why they have launched this product of their own, you see. In terms of how to use Google Plus, I think it's still very early. They probably haven't introduced all of the features, but I think one interesting thing is that brands have already been experimenting on Twitter. So Mashable immediately created a Google Plus profile for themselves, Ford Motor Company and CNET as well. Although actually, you know, in the terms of service, you're not supposed to create this kind of profiles, and Google has announced that it will be introducing brand pages soon. So I think it's still, everything is still up in the air. It's not quite ready to say, you know, how to use Google Plus the best.
Which kind of leads nicely for my last question, is what do you guys actually hope to see in Google Plus when it's fully launched?
Fully launched. Actually, I'm quite happy with it already. honestly, I'm seriously quite happy with it. But I like to see, like
easy
I mentioned,
to please.
Like I mentioned, I like to see the group chat to be available online. And then notification. At the moment, notification, you can see the comments, you can comment, but you can't plus one any of the comments. But you can only do that on the website. So I like to plus one while it's in the notification box.
You mean you wanna like the comment?
Yes. Why are you using the word like? Plus one.
Yeah. So I think before for the public launch, I think I would like to see better integration with the other Google services. While I may not be a fan of Google Plus when I'm in Gmail, but I think it would be great if I'm in Google Reader and while I'm reading something, that I can actually share it directly to Google Plus. Right now, there's also no integrations in Google Calendar and YouTube. So I would like to be able to share a YouTube video directly to my Google Plus profile. The other thing is also the Hangouts feature, which is the group video chat. I think that's a very interesting feature, but right now it's kind of limited. When you create a Hangout, anybody can crash the Hangout. So they
sort of limit it a bit because of the feedback.
Right.
So yeah, it was announced that it's only to your circles.
Okay.
Yeah, so they limit it a little bit compared to previously.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't know. I mean, like if I start a conversation with my mom and my dad, and then suddenly it's like some aunt that I'm not very happy with wants to come and crash, you know, it still seems kind of weird. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to David Wong, the chief geek of Buzz Media Online Marketing, and Teo Mei Ying, a digital marketing consultant at MyRisk Consultancy, about Google Plus right here on Hard Tech. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.